The Trump administration plans to trim the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. It sits on Utah's largest coal reserve, so there's been speculation that the president will open it to mining again when he visits Utah on Monday. But KUER's Judy Fays found out why the coal might just stay in the ground anyhow.
Everything about the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument is big. It's 1.9 million acres. It's filled with dinosaur bones and ancient history. It also sits on lots of coal, 22 billion tons of it. And if the monument boundaries shrink, companies will be free to mine there again.
It's been really unclear for us to figure out exactly who this might be benefiting. We're not seeing any large public demand to go out there and try to get any reserves here.
Taylor Kirkendall watches the U.S. coal industry for a business research company called S&P Global Market Intelligence. He says power plants don't need as much coal as they used to. Many have switched to cheaper natural gas. And less demand means lower prices. Kirkendall says the biggest problem for energy companies is
there's so much coal production out there, and a lot of these guys are so desperate to sell that coal that they're taking a pretty low price or something that's relatively close to what their cost is. And obviously there's exceptions, but in general we're hearing a lot of talk of oversupply in a lot of the basins in the country.
It boils down to economics. Kirkendall says it's expensive to hire people, mine coal, and ship it. So even though the Kaparowitz Plateau contains almost twice as much coal as the rest of Utah, what Kirkendall is saying is that it might not be mined.
A lot of coal companies are going to be thinking about, you know, how the political environment could change between now and when that project actually started producing coal.
One more clue about the future of the Kaparowitz reserves is the past. Just a tiny fraction of it was mined in the heyday of Utah coal a few decades ago. Now, with prices down and costs up, it might just stay there a few eons longer, no matter what the president does to the national monument. Judy Fays, KUER News.